بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, why do you forbid what Allah has made lawful for you? Is it to please your wives? Allah is most forgiving, most compassionate. O Prophet, why do you forbid what Allah has made lawful for you?
Although this sentence is couched in the form of a question, it is in fact a statement of disapproval. These words are not said in order to inquire about why the Prophet, peace be upon him, acted in the manner described here, but to let him know that God does not approve of his act of making unlawful for himself that which God had made lawful. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was, in any case, not an ordinary person. When he made something unlawful for himself, this could influence his followers to regard it as unlawful, or at least as something religiously disapproved. God censures the Prophet, peace be upon him, on this account, and asks him to refrain from prohibiting from himself whatever God has made lawful. It clearly follows from this that the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not have the authority per se to declare things of his own accord lawful or unlawful.
Is it to please your wives?
It is evident from this particular event that the Prophet's act of making a lawful thing unlawful was not actuated by desire. Instead, he did so in deference to some of his wives' desires. According to authentic traditions, someone had sent honey to one of his wives, viz. Zainab. The Prophet, peace be upon him, being fond of honey, then started staying in her house for a longer time than usual, which incited the other wives' jealousy. They therefore joined hands in creating in him a dislike for honey, so much so that he promised to give up its consumption altogether.
قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Allah has prescribed for you a way for the absolution of your oaths. Allah is your guardian. He is all-knowing, most wise. Allah has prescribed for you a way for the absolution of your oaths.
That is, the Prophet, peace be upon him, should free himself of the constraint that he had imposed upon himself by breaking the oath and offering expiation as laid down in Al-Ma'idah 589. The expiation for breaking oaths as laid down in this verse is as follows: either to feed 10 needy persons with more or less the same food as you are wont to give to your families, or to clothe them, or to set free from bondage the neck of one man, and he who does not find the means to do so shall fast for 3 days.
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَن بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قال نبأني العليم الخبير.
The Prophet confided something to one of his wives, and then she disclosed it to another. So after Allah revealed to the Prophet that she had disclosed that secret, he made a part of it known to her and passed over a part of it. And when he told her about this, i.e., that she had disclosed the secret entrusted to her, she asked, "Who informed you of this?" He said, "I was told of it by He who is all-knowing, all-aware." He said, "I was told of it by He who is all-knowing, all-aware."
No tradition precisely indicates what secret it was that one of the Prophet's wives disclosed to another, and which God subsequently revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. It may be noted, however, that in order to comprehend the purpose for which this verse was revealed, it is not at all important to know what that secret was. The true purpose for which this incident is narrated in the Quran is to warn the Prophet's wives, and through them the wives of responsible Muslims, not to be negligent in guarding their secrets. The higher a person's position of responsibility in the community, the more dangerous it is that secrets should leak out of his household. Regardless of whether a matter is important or not, once a person becomes careless in guarding his secrets, it is likely that he will disclose important matters along with those that are unimportant.
إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ.
If the two of you turn in repentance to Allah, that is better for you, for the hearts of both of you have swerved from the straight path. But if you support one another against the Prophet, then surely Allah is his protector. And after that, Gabriel and all righteous believers and the angels are all his supporters.
For the hearts of both of you have swerved from the straight path. According to a tradition narrated by Umar, both of you here alludes to Aisha and Hafsa. The meanings of the words swerved from the straight path is also explained by Umar, who stated that both these ladies had begun taking a degree of liberty with the Prophet, peace be upon him. God did not approve of this and therefore warned them.
Allah is his protector. And after that, Gabriel and all righteous believers and the angels are all his supporters.
The Prophet's wives were told that if they entered into a league against him, they would only hurt themselves because the Prophet, peace be upon him, enjoyed God's protection and support. Moreover, Gabriel and God's other angels and also all righteous believers too stood by him. How then would their binding together against him be able to cut any ice?
عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا.
Maybe if he were to divorce you, your Lord might grant him in exchange wives better than you. Those who truly submit to Allah are full of faith, obedient, disposed to repentance, and given to worship and fasting, both previously wedded ones and virgins. Your Lord might grant him in exchange wives better than you.
This shortcoming did not only apply to Aisha and Hafsa, but to some of the Prophet's other wives as well. Therefore, after admonishing these two, the other wives are also admonished. Traditions indicate that in those days, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so unhappy with his wives that he distanced himself from them for a month, which gave rise to the rumor that he had divorced them.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.
Believers, guard yourselves and your kindred against a fire whose fuel is human beings and stones, a fire held in the charge of fierce and stern angels who never disobey what he has commanded them and always do what they are bidden, whose fuel is human beings and stones.
This verse indicates that a person is required, first of all, to strive to guard himself against God's chastisement. Over and above that, he should also do whatever he can to raise the members of his family who are under his care as righteous people so that they win God's pleasure. But if they are inclined to follow a course that is likely to land them in hell, he should try as far as he can to prevent them from proceeding along that path. As for the words, whose fuel is human beings and stones, they probably signify coal. Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Muhammad al-Bakir, and al-Sudi are all of the opinion that hell's fuel will be brimstone.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمَ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
It will then be said, Unbelievers, make no excuses today. You are being recompensed for nothing else but your deeds.